This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Get a tire with stopping power and some extra spending money. Just drop by your local Michelin dealer from August 9th through September 3rd and buy any set of four Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires and get a $70 prepaid card after rebate.
Taylor Tire and Auto on the west side of Tyler Street in Litchfield has the expert tire service you need to take your car's performance to the next level.
See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 9/3/2012. Void where prohibited.
And it's coming up on 10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from WSMI FM 106 and electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now. September wheat, 877 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4. December wheat trading at 898 and a quarter, up 3 3/4. September corn right now trading at 807 and 3/4, up 9 1/4. December corn trading at 816 and a quarter, up 9 cents. September soybeans, 1686, that's up 15. November beans trading at 1661, that's up 15 and a quarter. The overnight crude oil market, 2 cents higher at 96.03. The Brent crude, 65 cents higher at 114.36. The December gold contract, $2.40 lower at $1,617. The U.S. dollar index, 0.005 lower at 82.591. On the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday, September wheat closed at 874.5, up 12 3/4. December wheat closed at 894.5, up 12 3/4. March wheat closed at 902 3/4, up 11 1/4. September corn on Friday closed at 798.5, up 3/4. December corn closed at 807 1/4, down 1/4. And March corn closed at 807 3/4, up 0.5. September soybeans on Friday closed at 1671, up 14 3/4. November beans closed at 1645 3/4, up 20 1/2. January beans closed at 1637, up 22 1/4. September soybean meal on Friday closed at 522.70, up 62. October meal closed at 509.70, up 92. December meal closed at 499.90, that's up 103. September soybean oil Friday closed at 53.11, up 7. October oil 53.32, up 7. December oil closed at 53.74, up 8. September oats on Friday closed at 383 3/4, up 1/4. December oats closed at 383 3/4, that was up 0.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain Prices ended higher on Friday afternoon. Soybean futures drew strength from stronger soybean meal values, and the concern with the smaller Russian crop pulled wheat futures higher on Friday. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed, ranging from 7.85 to 8.09, and soybeans gained 21 to 22 cents at 16.72 to 16.84. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents stronger at 7.98 to 8.28. Soybeans advanced 21 cents at 16.86 to 17.11. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly steady to 3 cents higher at 8.88. 14 to 8.36. Soybeans gained 21 to 23 cents at 16.71 to 17.11, and the wheat bids were up 8 to 13 at 8.43 to 8.70. Illinois River Bars Winning Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed, range from 7.81 to 7.87. Soybeans were up 2 to 17 cents at 16.97 to 17.15, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery, they gained 8 to 10 cents at 7.82 to 8.02. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at 781 to 795. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 8 to 20 cents with quotations at 1689 to 1699. Soft red winter wheat 15 cents stronger at 854 to 855, and the Milo ended steady at 712 to 713. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids range from 7.72 to 8.02. New crop soybean bids range from 16.13 to 16.29. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 7.89 up to 8.18. New crop soybean bids at 16.20 to 16.41. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 7.89 up to 8.32. New crop soybean bids at 16.20 to 16.48, and the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery, they range from 7.83 to 8.12. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday, October hogs closed at 76.20, up 57. December hogs closed at 73.60, up 70. February hogs closed at 81.20, up 70. August cattle Friday closed at 121.07, up 22. October cattle closed at 125.27, down 27. December cattle closed at 128.20, that's up 12. August feeder cattle on Friday closed at 140.42, up a dime. September feeders 142.20, down 67. And October feeders, 143.50, down 62 cents. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
The closing livestock reports for Friday, August 17th. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hogs, barrels and gilts close 52 cents lower. Carcass base price range, 76 to 85.74, weighted average 84.65. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 11,950. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady 2 week at 56 to 62, with Illinois direct slaughter sales steady to firm. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 29 to 31. 450 to 550 pounds, 30 to 34. Over 550 pounds at 30 to 35, a few up to 37. Boars under 300 pounds, 30 to 38, and over 300 pounds, 10 to 15. Today's estimated receipt, 625. Thursday's actuals, 825, and for the week, 5,112 head. Pork carcass cutout, 91.19, that is up 36 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughtered to federal inspection, hogs on Friday, 415,000, Saturday, 80,000, week to date of 2,166,000, and year to date, 68,259,000. Cattle on Friday, 125,000. Saturday, 13,000. Week to date, 643,000, with year to date of 20,514,000. Box beef cutout values were firm on to higher on very light demand and offerings. Total movement today, 70 fab loads and 20 trim. Choice, 193.03, that is up $1.55. Select, 184.72, and that is up 32 cents. At the Walnut Livestock Auction Thursday, 522 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $2 higher, with Holstein steers 3 higher in a light test. Slaughter cows mostly steady, with slaughter bulls lightly tested. Steers, choice 2s to 3s from 114 to 119.5. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 103.5 to 108.5. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, 114.75 to 117.75. Slaughter cows, a few breaking type at 79 to 84. Boning type cows, 77 to 82, with lean cows at 70 to 75. Slaughter bulls, your grade ones, at 87 and a quarter to 92. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts this week at 2,296 head, which included a special sale. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 2 higher. Choice steers, 112.5 to 120. Choice heifers, 112 to 117.75. Choice Holstein steers traded 1 to 3 higher, 108 to 114. For the afternoon National Slaughter Cattle Review, Friday in the Southern Plains, trading has been moderate on moderate to good demand. Compared to last week, the bulk of the live sales in the Texas Panhandle, a dollar higher at 120. Kansas live sales, 121. Northern Plains trading and demand moderate compared to last week. Nebraska live sales, a dollar higher, 120 to 121. Dress sales, 2 higher at 190. Western Corn Belt Friday trading was slow on light to moderate demand. Live and dress sales were steady compared to Thursday. Live, 119 to 120, with dressed, 188 to 190. Negotiated sales week to date of 93,200. Illinois direct slaughter cattle, no trend available due to limited trades. A few dress bases at 188 FOB. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
It's 19 minutes after 6. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, spot dairy prices for butter, 179 and a quarter, up a quarter. For block cheese, 187, down 3. For barrel cheese, 183 and a half, down 2. And on Friday, the spot price for Class 3 milk, 1766. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for August, 820. For September, 804. Corn delivered to Scottville for August, 812. For September, 804. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for August, 1679. For September, 1633. Wheat delivered to Scottville for August, 824. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again. Corn at Greenfield, 820. Corn at Scottville, 812. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1679. Wheat at Scottville, 824. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
With the heat and drought of this summer, many lawns need to be overseeded to thicken back up. Give Green Yard Professional Lawn Care by FS a call. They prepare the soil by working and leveling before seeding a new lawn. They can choose from many different grass seed mixtures to fit your needs. For a free estimate, call Tim Rothy at 1-800-962-7331. Green Yard Lawn Care by FS is a service of M&M Service Company. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today. There is a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. High temperatures in the low 80s with light and variable winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, the low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-80s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, clear to partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the mid-60s, highs in the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady. Clear skies, 51 degrees on this Monday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. In our farm news this morning, last week, WSMI's Tim Mize talked to Cheryl Canavan, FSA Farm Loan Manager for Madison, Green, Calhoun, and Jersey counties. Ms. Canavan said her customers are frustrated with the drought conditions.
Right now, I'm going to tell you my customers are frustrated. You know, they're anxious, they're worried, they're ready to get into the field to see what's really out there. They want someone to listen right now. They're needing that listening ear to assure them that, you know, once we get assistance available, we'll get it out there to the public just as soon as we can. You know, but there's a lot of discouragement. But in saying that, though, we've had some good years in the past as far as crops in most of my areas. Prices, yes, are higher, but, you know, I had a grandfather tell me over and over again, if I don't have the grain to sell, Cheryl, it really doesn't matter what the price is. So, you know, we have to remember that. But interest rates are low. So, you know, and today, Tim, I think the majority of our customers out there carry some type of a crop insurance. And that is a huge, huge plus in today's input cost world. So, you know, we're a country that we'll get through this situation and we'll make the best of it. But yes, it's going to put a pinch and it's going to put a lot of strain on our farm families.
Sure, I think it's pretty much common knowledge that when farmers make money, they spend money, whether it's an upgrade in equipment or maybe purchasing some more tracts of land. Have you seen a slowdown in maybe people looking forward to next year or not? What have you seen in that area?
You know, Tim, that is a very good point. I have had dealers, meaning the John Deere, the implement dealers, tell me that they have already seen, you know, individuals, you know, borrowers, customers say, I am not going to take that piece of equipment now because I'm afraid I'm going to be short on my crop and I'm not going to make that purchase. So you are so correct, Tim, when you say that it's a domino effect. When the American farmer, when that economy is good, the rest of the world's good. And, you know, looking at the big picture here, the farming economy really was keeping our world somewhat stable in the economy. And I relate to a subject just as little as the county fairs that we just went through. You know, the heat was extreme, so that kept the crowds down. You know, it's hard on the livestock. It's hard on the kids. You know, if the revenue or the premiums aren't there to show, the kids don't go. You know, people aren't buying food at the fair. The gate attendance is down, so that revenue's down. You are so correct. It is a domino effect.
And that was Cheryl Canavan, FSA Farm Loan Manager for Madison, Greene, Jersey, and Calhoun counties, talking with WSMI's Tim Mize. The Illinois State Fair wrapped up yesterday. The crowds were up, the temperatures were down, and the fair was a success. Horse racing is always popular at the State Fair. WSMI former Farm Director Rita Frazier has more.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news for WSMI as we covered the events of the Illinois State Fair this year. We talked about the horse racing with Charlene Fargo. She's the Bureau Chief of County Fairs and Horse Racing with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Charlene said it was a great year for horse racing here in the state.
It has been a great, great time at the State Fair.
It's been amazing. You know, I've done this now for 7 years, and this has to be the best run we've had. Bigger crowds, bigger handle, the amount that's bet on the horses, and just gorgeous weather. You know, one day we had just a little bit of rain, but everything else has been just perfect.
One thing that we haven't talked about, the drought out in the country. People have had so many challenges, and you've interviewed these drivers and trainers and all the owners, and they have overcome all those challenges in order to be here.
Well, they really have, and, you know, this drought situation, I don't think any of us realize just how severe it really is. And when I heard your interview that you did with Farm Credit Services, the guy who was head of the CEO, and all the changes that they're making to try to help farmers, I mean, it's just one of those things where your heart just goes out to them, and we pray God sends some more rain to get those subsoil moisture levels up and so we can grow some more crops again.
One of the things that you have been all over the state, as usual, in the county fair system this year, you have mentioned to me that despite the drought and the heat, people came out to celebrate at their county fairs this year.
Well, they really did. You know, early on when it just started turning so hot, that 100 degrees over and over and over every day, the early fairs, we saw a little bit of decline. But after that, it's like everybody just thought, well, you know, it's going to be hot. I'm just going to go anyway. And to a T, the fairs have had record crowds. It's been amazing, and just put on some really good festivals that you wouldn't think in a year like we've had. But because we haven't had the rainouts, that's been a blessing. And so a lot of people, maybe it's because we're all, you know, we're not spending the money to go on those big vacations, and so people are kind of looking for things closer to home where they can take their kids and still build a memory. And a county fair is perfect for that.
Last thing, you're in Springfield, but you are very excited about the DuQuoin State Fair this year. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen down in DuQuoin.
Well, I am so excited. I love DuQuoin. It's a little more laid back, you know, so it's a little more kick your feet up and just relax a little bit. But we have racing there on that Friday night, the 24th at 7 o'clock, and then on Saturday and Sunday, noon post time, the 25th and 26th. And we have a great card down there. It's just so much fun to go and watch those horses down there. And again, it's pari-mutuel, so you can place a bet or two and just have a little bit of fun.
one thing that we've talked about, the addition of the lights down there has really added another element.
Well, it has. I so wish we could get lights here at the Illinois State Fair, but at least we have them at DuQuoin, and it's just, it helps because you can come after work, kind of have something to eat at the fairgrounds, let the kids ride the rides, and you can go watch some horses.
Charlene Fargo with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And that was Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau. She also talked about the pork patio at the Illinois State Fair.
Lots of pork served during the run of the Illinois State Fair. Aaron Cleary is with the Illinois Pork Producers Association. We caught up with Aaron to talk more about the sales at Pork Patio.
And from what you've said, consumers, fairgoers love pork in 2012.
Yes, they do, Rita. We've had many great days here at the Pork Patio. I think we had a record-breaking day that last Friday at the fair, and the lunch crowd was unbelievable, and all the way down the Walk of Flags, so we're pretty happy.
And I think I saw you day one, and you look a little less stressed today.
It's always nice to get a few days under your belt, and then everything starts working smoothly, so I think we've kind of dove in now.
You've debuted the Duh Burger in several different places in the state the past year or so. Here at the State Fair the first year, how has it gone?
It's been great, actually. I think the sales are at about 2,900 as of today. With the name, people are a little confused, wondering why it's called Duh Burger. So we explained to them about our debut in Soldier Field and Duh Bears and Duh Burger, and then they get it, but it's been wildly successful.
For those who haven't yet tried it, tell us about that sandwich.
This sandwich is pork of all pork burgers, and it has a ground pork patty. It's got barbecue pulled pork. It's got bacon on it, barbecue sauce, cheddar cheese, and it is the mother of all sandwiches.
The other thing it does have is bacon, and we talked about it last year, you being credited with actually bringing bacon as a menu item to the pork patio.
Well, you know, as they say, everything's better with bacon. It's kind of a natural fit. And I think before we were kind of concerned on how we would cook the bacon and make sure that it was crisp and we wanted to give the best product as possible. We found a way to do that, and it's been very successful as well.
The other thing, we talked about the efforts in Chicago. You're still working hard there, but you tell us that you're working hard in St. Louis as well, and maybe card fans are going to be seeing that on the menu.
That's what we're hoping, to partner with Missouri Pork and working out a deal where we'll have the Burger debut in Cardinals Busch Stadium in 2013.
How exciting would that be?
It would be awesome. We're thrilled. We've pretty much made our statement up north, and now we want to hit south, and I think Cards fans would love it.
One of the things that maybe the public doesn't understand is how many hoops you have to jump through to get a menu item anywhere. You have found that out firsthand, and it's been well worth it, but a lot of work.
It has. Getting the Duh Burger in Soldier Field was the first place we got it. It was about a year in the making. It was about a two-year thought process, but actually a year in the making. And we've expanded from there to the United Center. We've gone into the Chicago White Sox at U.S. Cellular Field. And we're pretty proud of ourselves, and we know that Chicagoans love the Duh Burger, and we're going to be there, I think, for a little while.
Aaron Cleary is joining us here at the Illinois State Fair, and we're heading into the final weekend of the Illinois State Fair and Pork Patio. One of the questions I know you always get is, why doesn't my pork taste like this at home?
Well, I think that we use a rotisserie grill in the back, and not saying that nobody knows how to grill correct pork, but they know what they're doing. The best thing I can say to everybody is the temperature has now gone down to 145. Do not overcook it and let it slow cook, and you'll have yourself a pork chop that tastes like the pork patio.
And the other thing is, you work with retailers. They can actually buy pork throughout the Springfield area, around the state. They can get this kind of pork at their local retail level.
They can get it at any grocery store. We're working feverishly to get ground pork, a consistently good ground pork item, in the retail stores. And soon you'll be able to make your own Duh Burgers at home. And, of course, you can get chops, loins, anything you want at any grocery store.
You do so much in promotion and marketing and such a great job. But when you come down and get to talk to consumers face-to-face, you do so much in the 10 days of the fair.
We do. And we have a great opportunity to educate people on different kinds of pork, the different cuts of pork. A lot of people don't know about the new temperature change that USDA regulated back in March, and it's really nice to be able to share that with them. That way they have a nice, tender, juicy pork product, and it's not kind of like back in the old days where mom cooked it really, really tough. So now it's just a whole new ballgame, and we're really excited to be able to talk to people about it.
Erin Cleary with the Illinois Pork Producers. If you did not make it up to Pork Patio at the Illinois State Fair, check out the Illinois Pork Producers website for more details on great recipes and more about the promotions going on with Illinois Pork. Get inspired. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
Frank Bowman, the executive director of the Horsemen's Council, was this weekend's guest on the WSMI Horse Program on Saturday. He said it has been an interesting year for horse owners.
The year is probably just going to have the opportunity to get more interesting as things go along. You know, we've been talking a lot about the need to put hay up early this year, starting back in April and May, you know, trying to get advisories out, you know, get your hay while the sun's shining, to coin the old phrase. But, you know, I'm starting to hear from more and more people and producers who are finding it more difficult to fill their barns ahead of winter. And, you know, we still have the opportunity for one more good cutting. We're hoping that we do get some needed rains that cutting comes on and it kind of alleviates some of this problem. But, you know, there's going to take some planning. There's going to probably be a lot of folks looking for some alternative feeds. We have put some information out from the U of I via our website and Facebook presence to try to help people and ease some of the crunch time. But, you know, we're looking forward to some rain and a good cutting yet this month.
And that was Frank Bowman of the Illinois Horsemen's Council, our weekend guest on the WSMI Horse Program. You can hear the entire interview online at WSMIRadio.com. This reminder, the Montgomery County Extension Ag Literacy Committee will meet Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock at the Extension office in Hillsboro. Also on the Chicago Board of Trade and electronic trading right now, September wheat trading at 875 and a quarter, that's up 3/4. December wheat trading at 896 and a half, up 2. September corn now trading at 807 and a quarter, that is up 8 3/4. December corn trading at 815 and a half, up 8 1/4. September beans now trading at 1685 and a half, up 14 and a half. November beans now trading at 1660, that is up 14 and a quarter. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets, beginning with the opening at 9:32 on WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Thanks to WSMI's Terry Toad and Tim Mize for filling in for me over the past couple of weeks while I've been on vacation. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.